Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
4:30.
Rob Sala will be joining Craig and Evan after his press conference. Now, usually when you have a hire of a guy who isn't someone who has been a head coach before, or someone who doesn't have a big name, like we were talking about with like a Bill Cowher or Sean Payton or someone like that. Like Joe Judge, for example. Going into the Joe Judge press conference last year, people's expectations were low because they didn't know who he was. They didn't know anything really about him. Special teams coordinator for the New England Patriots. He's coming in. Who is this guy? What's he all about? Then he blows away the press conference. He was great. Now, what's interesting about Rob Sala is people do know who he is because he's a high-profile coordinator. They know the look. Jet fans were excited about this hire.
I told you they would be.
So his expectation level to hit it out of the park with the press conference is pretty high, I think, because what I'm expecting is this guy to come in and be like, boom, lay the gauntlet down, I'm in charge, I've got a big, beautiful, bald head, I can bench a bunch, I've got pecs.
I can bench a bunch.
Like that's what I'm okay. expecting from him. Like, we are going to kick ass, we're going to take names, like, we are the Jets, rawr, and then just eat a rare steak.
But isn't he having a Zoom press conference? It's not like the normal press conference where there's going to be 500 people in this room.
Sure, but you can
and
still.
He's going to have to stand up there and his eyes are going to be bulging out of his head because he's going to be so nervous. I mean, he will carry off this press conference just fine. I'm telling you. I told you before this season was on. We were talking about Bill Cowher.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, if he wasn't available and he wasn't, you know, interested, now you got to take a look at the available candidates that are out there. We went through this whole list. And if you remember, I told you that this guy would be a guy that Jet fans will love. This will be, he's got the look, he's got the presence. You talk about aura and all that other crap, this guy's got this in spades. I'm telling you.
Oh, 100%. Now, if I were him, I would do some sort of thing. Like, I would either eat a piece of raw meat just casually during this press conference, or I would take several eggs. You know how, like, the old school bodybuilders in the 50s in the black and white, they would, like, drink eggs in a glass, like they just crack open the eggs and then drink them. Like, I would do something like that, or maybe just a big gallon of whole milk in front of him and just sip out of it.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way he does things. I
want to send a message to the league if I'm him.
I will say I think it's the right hire for the Jets. It feels right. I think everybody out there feels like it feels right. I've been looking at that Twitter feed. Remember I sent out that question, do you want this guy as your head coach?
Sure.
And then, of course, his brother was in the South Tower on 9/11, and that whole story, the fact that, you know, he has a Muslim background, so the first Muslim head coach in the NFL. I mean, there's so many things to really honestly look at this guy and say he's the right guy.
Oh, yeah, no, for
he
sure.
He is the 100% right guy.
I still, if I'm a Jet fan, I want this guy to send a message that this is not the Adam Gase push-around New York Jets anymore. We've got this guy in charge, and if that means he's got to wear a skin-tight shirt, and he's got to be, you know, showing the hair on his arms, you know, like I'm a real man, then that's fine with me. Let's do it.
He may not have hair on his arms. He reminds me of my former teammate, Jim
Thornton,
who used to shave his whole body.
So, no, I do think he's got hair. I think, real men keep the hair on their arms.
That's well, Jim Thornton had a body like, you, you don't want to cover it up with hair. You know
what I'm saying? Look, he's still got hair on his arm.
Yeah, I think he does have hair on his arm.
See, look at this guy, man.
I'm telling you, he's perfect.
You're proud of this guy as your head coach. You have to be. Look at the hair on his arm. That's a real man. Let's go. Get this guy out there. Parade him around.
You know, the great thing for him is just the amount of players that have come out and supported him.
Oh, yeah.
That is a very important attribute to have going into these things. Now, it's interesting, you know, I don't know what Arthur Smith is going to do at the Falcons. Urban Meyer, of course, at the Jaguars, big-name guy. Brandon Staley, that's going to be interesting in the Chargers, whether or not they keep their offensive staff there.
Mm-hmm.
For Justin Herbert, and they bring in Brandon just to, you know, shore up the defense and, you know, obviously be the head coach. How about Dan Campbell in Detroit?
6 years. He got 6 years.
Yep. Well, that's how desperate they are. You know, Joe Douglas got 6 years.
No, I understand.
Kyle Shanahan got 6 years to inherit a mess out in San Francisco, and he brought Rob Saleh with him. And, you know, so Rob Saleh's been there. He's been there where they walked into a team that basically had nothing. And they had to rebuild it from the ground up with John Lynch and with Kyle Shanahan. And they had him as the defensive coordinator. And they had all those first-round picks, all those first-round defensive linemen. You know, they went and traded for Jimmy Garoppolo for basically nothing.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they're standing in the Super Bowl. So the Jet defensive line is pretty damn good defensive line. This guy will get the defense right. I think Mike LaFleur is, you know, a young and up-and-coming offensive coordinator. He's been the passing game coordinator out there in San Francisco. So you're going to expect, you know, the Matt LaFleur offense, the Kyle Shanahan offense, the Sean McVay offense. That's what you're looking at. There'll be a lot of different things that they'll have fun with. They'll come up with different ideas. This is the youthful generation of coaches that are in the NFL right now. And the Jets hopefully got this one right.
Let's go out to Bob and Comac. What's up, Bob? How are you this morning?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
All right, good, Bobby. Bob. What's happening?
Listen, I'm a 50-year Jets fan, and I can't tell you how excited I am about bringing this guy on board. But I wanted to bounce something off you. You know, we said that the Texans are so far over the cap. Do you think you are looking at also J.J. Watt as a possible move because we do need it to end Russia along with Watson because he's got a very team-friendly contract over there, 1 year, $15 million. Do you think that's a possibility as well? Just wanted to bounce it off you guys, see what you thought. I know we're going to get a lot of free agents probably from the Niners, and we need some edge rushers, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't go near that, quite frankly. I mean, J.J. Watt's had a ton of injuries in his career. He's towards the tail end of it. That maybe is a place that's like a team that's ready to win now, and his leadership added to the mix could help them. And, you know, he comes in on third downs or whatever.
His salary is going to be a big impediment.
It's not a guy that you want to bring into a team that is building young and building up. It's just not a right fit.
All right, so I saw an idea of what may happen over the next couple of years. So I do believe that there's going to be a 17th game.
Okay.
I believe that if the Jets, I think the 17th game that the Jets will play next year, I believe will be against the Philadelphia Eagles. So their scheduled opponents are already out. In other words, you know who they're going to play and where they're going to play them. You just don't know when.
Okay.
And on that 16-game schedule that has been released for all teams.
The opponents have been released.
What I'm saying. But I was told that the Jets would end up playing the Eagles when there is a decided 17th game in the season.
Okay.
So next year we're going to have 17 games, and it looks like the Jets would add the Eagles to that mix. If the salary cap is going down, I don't know if it goes down. Maybe it will rise if they go to 17. You know, maybe it will help some of these issues. But the example that I was talking about is like Ndamukong Suh. So Ndamukong Suh is making, what, $10 million a year, I think, for Tampa right now. He's a guy that next year, if the salary cap goes down, is no longer going to be making $10 million.
There's a lot of restructuring going on out there.
He would be like a $3 million a year player.
Sure.
So the intermediate older player in the NFL is going to lose a ton of money while the top-tier guys are going to get paid.
Yeah, so Hey,
and J.J. Watt's one of those guys.
Sure, and we have the extra playoff team. We're going to have the 17th game. There are things changing in the NFL. I did like Super Wild Card Weekend. I don't love the fact that only one team gets a bye. I think that the long, arduous season that is the NFL and all the injuries, I kind of like rewarding a two-seed with a bye. I don't like it one team gets it, but I'll live with it.
Well, the two-seed lost.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I just...
In the NFC, they lost.
Right, but they played a wild card round game when they wouldn't have. Right, against the Bears, who they beat, but still.
And the Bears made it tough on them.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely would have been tougher. Jarvon Wims would have called that pass, but he didn't. Okay, let's go to Rick in Connecticut. Hello, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, got a question for Boomer. Boomer, since you're part of the sports world and sports equipment and sports medicine, contact sports that use helmets like football and hockey. My question is, how come there hasn't been any movement on adding protective foam or gel to the outside of the helmet, like in a rib pattern or a grid pattern, to reduce the injuries on helmet to helmet or helmet to ground? Or
Rick, I'll tell you, I appreciate the call. In the NFL, they haven't done
that,
but in college, they have done it.
Yeah.
And they have done it in practices. So players actually do wear foam outside the helmets in practice, believe it or not.
Yeah, but the practices are not really where you're going to get hurt anymore.
Yeah, well, they're trying to protect anywhere they can. They don't want to take anything for granted.
All right. Well, we'll see where it goes.
I don't see it ever happening in the game of football as we see it on television. That's not happening.
All right. John in Jersey.
And the helmets are always being improved anyway. So what do you got, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Hey, so I wanted to call in about Uncle Stevie. I know that, like, he is not the Wilpons, and I don't expect him to be the Wilpons, but I'm sick of hearing the argument that the Wilpons would never make a trade, because I remember...
No, it's not never make a trade. It's never make a trade for a guy who's going to get $300 million in free agency at the end of the year. That's a different story.
Well, they traded for the best catcher to ever hit a baseball.
This is post-Madoff, man. Come on.
Okay.
You understand that there was a different story. They also signed Jason Bay. I mean, it's not never make a trade.
They traded for Cespedes after Madoff.
And they did sign him, but that was not to a 10-year deal either. That was to a 4-year deal. And how did that signing work out?
And right around the time of Madoff, in fact, probably just right after, they signed the best pitcher in the game in Johan Santana. They traded for him.
No, I think. Wait a second. I think Santana was before Madoff. I'm almost positive to go back to that.
It was right around that time, before and after is a
line of demarcation.
And John, I will say this: that Met fans tend to forget that they were in the World Series against the Kansas City Royals under stewardship and the leadership of Sandy Alderson. So it's not like this team has been all that bad. It's just that the last few years and people have basically just vilified, the Wilpons' ownership, and some of it's accurate and some of it's not.
They traded for Cespedes to get to that World Series.
Sure, they did. Right, and they ended up signing him, and it ended up being a disaster. That's a better example than going back to the Piazza trade,
right?
Which was that was in the 90s for crying
out
loud.
You're talking about with Trevor Lindor. Francisco Lindor. You're actually talking about a top five player in baseball.
Yeah, and you're talking
about a huge contract coming at the end of this.
Exactly. The Wilpons, towards the end, these last couple of years, a bunch of people were available, either via trade or in free agency, that made a ton of money. They weren't even close to being in on any of that.
Bryce Harper? No.
Right.
Manny Machado?
No. Right. So Francisco Lindor is a guy that had to be traded by Cleveland because they weren't going to pay him. So the Mets got him for a year under contract, arbitration, $20 million. Then they're going to sign him for $300 million.
$22
million. $22 million. So listen, there is not a single way in the actual hell that the Wilpons would have made that deal this year.
And right now, Francisco Lindor, just by a little bit, is the highest paid player on the Mets roster. Think about that. Nick in Huntington. Nicky, what's happening, brother?
Nick.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man, what's up?
Yo, Gio, why were you so upset with Boomer when he ranked you third when it comes to throwing?
I wasn't so upset. I wasn't so upset, Nick. I just said that I disagreed. I thought I could do a little better than that, and I used my information that I was younger than Al, and that's why. And I am someone who, if you listen to this show, I'm very self-aware of the things I can and cannot do, and I tell you all the things I can't do, and I pull muscles, and I'm overweight, and the softball team had not worked out for me. But I feel like I got a little bit of an arm, Nick, and that's why I brought that up.
Well, the last time he saw you do anything athletic, you pulled your quad, so I don't.
It's a different story, though, Nick. And I have talked about that.
I don't want you to hurt your shoulder or your elbow if you do this.
No, I'll be fine. I can throw. I can tell. Listen, man.
See, the thing about it is, like you just said to yourself, I thought summertime Gio, boat Gio, Peloton Gio, bike riding Gio.
Yeah.
You may be able to out-throw Al, but even though Al is basically done nothing for the last year and sat in that apartment, I still think that he's thinner and looser and more flexible than you. Therefore,
that doesn't
mean he should be able to throw. Now, he doesn't have the weight to put behind the throw like you do.
Yeah.
But watching him in that co-ed football league that he was in, I saw some talent.
Okay, that's fine. And the shape that Al is in, I don't think has anything to do with the natural arm talent. You hear that all the time, arm talent. And I believe I got a little natural arm talent.
So you think you should be second on that list?
I believe so, yes. We'll see if we want to do this at some point in like 2024 when we're all together again. But, I mean, that's just my take on it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what there's. And when I actually say something positive about my athletic ability, you should probably take it seriously, because I never say anything positive about my athletic ability. I know how poor I am at some of these things at this stage in my life, and how when I start to run, I feel like, you know, my Achilles is about this close to popping just from getting up from the couch. Like, that's the way I feel, how tight I am. But with the throwing, I still got it, man. I still got a little natural arm talent. I do.
You're that tight?
I am. I can't even extend. Like, if I were to.
Well, that's not good, man.
No,
that's
no, it's
not
good. It's terrible. So, like, if I lay down in the bed and, like, lay on my back and lift my leg up and try to straighten it out, I mean, it shakes like an earthquake.
It's very, in a very short period of time, you're going to have a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. February. Yeah.
Right.
And. I could still move.
I think it's time to like start taking care of ourselves a little
bit.
What
do you mean take? You act like I'm one of the 1,000-pound sisters here.
Well, this is how you're talking to me.
Well, I'm not. I'm saying that I'm tight. I have tight muscles. I don't stretch.
So you're fat and you're tight.
I'm not that fat.
And you're watching 1,000-pound sisters. And I'm not sure.
I'm not that fat.
Wallowing in the sorrow, or you're being inspired by the show, or what's going on?
No, I'm just being entertained. No, listen. I am right now. I am still, at this juncture, 30 pounds lighter than as fattest I ever was. So I'm doing okay.
How much heavier are you?
20.
All right. So let's.
20 from when I lost 50 pounds.
And you got a 3-year-old.
Yeah. So I'm totally healthy. I just had a physical. I'm totally healthy. Mm-hmm. What? What do you know? Uh-huh. I had a physical in September, and they were saying, boy, you're totally healthy.
See, like, you want to get to where I am.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, my kids are adults now.
You think I'm going to die before my kids? But this is the most depressing conversation. You act like I'm some sort of like completely obese smoker who is like got cancer eating them or something.
No, but I'm just saying, like when I hear you talk, it's like it's like so like I'm out of shape. I don't do anything. I just want you to do something.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'm okay where I'm at. I'm totally healthy.
It's like the weirdest thing ever, man.
It's not weird at all. No, it's not. What's so weird about it?
Just is.
I am a healthy person that doesn't like to do athletic things at this age. Is that weird? I actually think that's more common.
Well, you just told me that you're this close to snapping your Achilles.
Well, I mean,
it's not right.
I
mean, you're like 38 years old.
I'm tight. I'm definitely tight.
You're telling me that you're going to snap your Achilles.
Well, snapping my Achilles and dying before my children become adults are two different things.
That tells me something about like where you are. I mean, like you need to like, you got a 3-year-old, dude.
Yeah, I understand. I'm fine. You don't need to worry about it. There's a lot of other people that are a lot more unhealthy than me. I'm okay.
So now you can't compare yourself to other people. See, that's like
you just did it. You said you got to be where I'm at.
No, what?
You got to be where I'm at.
Not
I'm alive,
but like where I've made it to in life is what I'm saying. What I'm talking about is I think that you watch these shows.
Yeah.
these fat shows.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel better about yourself. But this is just me kind of extrapolating that thought process.
Now, I'll tell you, you're wrong.
Telling me here.
No, I tell you, you're wrong. First of all, I'm fine. I'm healthy.
I
get checked out.
I want you to
I get checked out. I'm not in some sort of complete unhealthy mess. I mean, that's just not the case. And when I'm in my best shape and when I'm in my worst shape, I still watch those shows because I'm entertained by them. That has nothing to do with it. So I'm not using that to feel better. It's not like I'm like, boy, I just ate a big meal. Let me put on my 600-pound life. I could also be like, I got off the Peloton in the best shape of my life. Let me put this on because I enjoy it. For whatever reason, I think it's just an entertaining show for me. I think you're off base here. And just because I'm tight with my legs doesn't mean I'm going to die. That's all. So, what are you laughing at? Something funny?
The whole conversation's funny. Like, you're trying to talk yourself, you know, into...
I'm not talking myself into anything.
That's what it sounds like.
No.
I'm trying to be honest with you. That's all.
Listen, I'll tell you one thing, and you can admit this.
You just sat here and told me that you're going to snap your Achilles getting out of the couch. That is not a good thing.
I may have been exaggerating a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'm not.
Quickly, you got to go.
No,
thanks. Come on, you got to go.
All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I can't. Why? He wants your Peloton.
Yeah, I know. And he can go F himself. No. My wife uses it. So I don't care what Joe and Syosset wants. My name's on the show, too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little... or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Go in the show office. That's where all the heat is, by the way.
And that's where it's all going?
All the heat is in the show office where Eddie spends most of the day when he's not in here. I don't know why that is.
Because this area is critical. That area, not so much.
we're not critical?
Well, no. In terms of the...
You would think that we would be critical.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the show doesn't happen if we're not...
There's no Boomer and Geo.
We don't have the show.
I'm not talking about you guys as individuals. I'm talking about the area of the building.
Oh, okay.
But we are in that area of the building, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that's your own time. So, Jimmy Crack, you know?
What do you mean, though? I mean, we use that area, our office, to prep for the show.
Of course, I would go back there
and use my office even more if it wasn't so cold.
Yeah, it is true.
And then in the wintertime, in the summertime, it's hot as hell back there. You know, I mean, so let's just figure it out, please, or maybe somebody can figure it out anyway.
Not up to me.
So I went back into the show office. By the way, Al, you have like a ton of things piling up.
Packages?
Oh, yeah. People are sending you stuff. And I
You
forgot-
guys mind shipping those over?
No, I forgot all about this. I found your Boar's Head Turkey Man of the Year trophy.
Yeah.
I forgot all. When did you get this?
When did I? There's no date on that. I thought, no. I don't remember, but I won the Boar's Head Turkey Man of the Year. Yeah, because of all the turkey I consumed that year.
That is awesome, man.
I have to
say,
this is a really nice trophy.
Yeah, it's a good piece.
Yeah, really, they put some detail into that. Very meticulous, with the turkey on top.
I didn't take this home with you.
Well, it's more something I'm proud of to show people in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's nobody here now. Well, there's nobody there either, and you're not there, so. Yeah,
but I didn't know that when I left. When I left that day, I didn't think I was never coming back.
You want me to ship this to you?
No, I like it in the office. I like people to go in there and go, oh, this guy won a Turkey of the Year award.
Right. Yeah,
Turkey Man of the Year.
Turkey Man of the Year, right.
I even got a Boar's Head coat, like a jacket with my name stitched in.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I love Boar's Head.
You look
man.
Like a Boar's Head. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Do you look like you are a, you know.
I do.
A Boar's Head sales guy?
Yes, I do.
Right. I'll tell you, they do have the nicest trucks, though.
Oh, without
you
a doubt.
Admit.
Oh, 100%.
Those trucks are awesome.
All right, CeeLo is here. We can't forget about that. He's got an update
for
us.
Hi, how are you?
He's unforgettable.
Yeah, what is going on, CeeLo?
All right, let's do the Nets again. That was the big story last night as we had the debut of the Big Three in Cleveland, and they did dig out of a big fourth quarter hole, force overtime. A cold shooting night for Colin Sexton for a while, but he caught fire just in time for the Cavaliers.
They get it into Sexton up top, played by Irving. Left side, gets off a three, and it's gone. He ties the game with 1.2 seconds remaining, and the Nets will use a timeout. The game is even at 127.
Chris Carino here on The Fan. That forced double overtime. Yeah, that's what Evan was saying as he had to stand for another 5 minutes of that game between the Nets and the Cavs. And then Sexton from there really went off, scoring 15 of his game-high 42 points in the second extra session. Cavs win it going away 147-135 as Brooklyn's winning streak comes to an end. Durant, Irving, and Harden combined for 96 points, 24 rebounds, 23 assists. They played a combined 149 minutes last night. Huge numbers, obviously, but it all adds up to a loss. Still, Durant came away feeling excited.
It felt right. It felt perfect. It felt like we belong together.
Which I guess should be the new mantra for the Nets the rest of the way, and not little shades of Mariah Carey.
It felt right. It felt perfect. It felt like we belong together. This journey together is going to be fun. You know, it was a tough first start, and especially it was an up and down game for us, but you know, I like who we are.
You know, playing with Kevin Durant, James Harden, you know, just those names alone right now, we're having some fun.
That's a fresh take, CeeLo.
Durant's feeling it. We belong together, baby.
Oh,
Short and sweet.
It felt right. It felt perfect. It felt like we belong together.
Print the t-shirts, baby.
Oh, man. We belong together.
Give up a $1.47. We belong together. And who brought them together? Sean Marks, of course, allegedly, maybe. Maybe it was more Durant. But he did join Carton and Roberts here on The Fan yesterday. First things first, are they good with Kyrie, who just, of course, parachuted back in from the 7-game personal reasons absence?
We're always concerned about all of our players. And you know, Kyrie's no different than anybody else. And when a guy reaches out for help, you know, we need to be there. We pride ourselves on being a Knicks family, and we talk about it all the time.
With the accent, it almost sounds like we want to be a Knicks family.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought I heard, too.
Nets family,
yeah.
Right?
Pride ourselves on being a Knicks family, and we talk about it all the time.
Knicks? Knicks family?
Kyrie. So Kyrie did reach out.
That's what he's saying now, yeah.
So now they're saying Kyrie did reach out because he needed help.
Maybe he did, but they sure it would have been nice if they were a little bit more transparent about that as the whole thing was going down.
I'm just telling you, just the behavior over the last couple of years and then now this, and then Kyrie saying he had problems.
I'm sure Jerry played you guys the audio yesterday morning from Kyrie after he returned.
Yes,
I mean,
did you guys
watch? I mean,
yeah, he just was
body
sitting there,
which was odd.
Right now, he just basically had his head down and his arms were crossed, and he was like, "Yeah, his head on his arms." I mean, yeah, I know he didn't.
There's all sorts of signs here, all sorts, and I hope somebody's paying very, very close attention over there. If Sean Marks is saying, and you believe what he's saying, then they better be keeping their eyes open and be aware of what issues he has.
Yeah. Well, he definitely sounded after last night's game like everything was all right, but that's just a day. And with Kyrie, anything can – and the next day could bring
– which is really unfortunate. I mean, the last thing you want to talk about is what's going on with him away from the game. You want to talk about his game and what their game looks like when they all play together, which is what we saw last night. But, man, this is like – the behavior is just too bizarre.
Erratic.
Yes. And he saying that he had personal problems, and now Sean Marks saying that he reached out to the Nets.
Yeah.
Right, that he reached out to the Nets because he has personal problems. I don't know.
It really seems it's when he gets away from the court, too, right? Because it's not like he ever seems checked out or disinterested on the court. He's great.
Haven't seen that yet.
No.
But it's possible.
I guess. Yes. A couple more from Marks before we move on here. As far as the Harden trade goes, he swears Durant didn't make him do it.
He was not behind this deal. He was not pushing it. I can say that emphatically. I think we're always looking to see how we can make the team better. And, you know, how can we add talent? How can we add the right pieces to the roster? Moving forward.
And lastly, any concern about a small window to win now due to the age of a couple of these guys plus the opt-out clauses they have in their contracts?
The expectations is that we'll continue to build with this group, and we'll just see where it goes.
But
yes, the hope is it's a lot longer than a year and a half.
I think that was Evan trying to dive in there and put his feet to the fire.
Hold on, little guy. I'm not done with my sentence. This is something that you learn when you get older. You can't interrupt the adults when they're talking, so you'll have your chance. My parents raised me. The children should be seen and not heard. So I guess it's not like that in the Roberts household. So I'll just hold on till I'm done, all right? Okay, little guy?
Family.
Yeah, you want to be a part of this Nitz family or not? I would like to welcome you in the family, the Nitz family. But you're going to act like that, you're going to interrupt the adults around here. We might have to have a chat about it.
The Knicks take another crack at the Cavs tomorrow night. That'll be once again in Cleveland. The actual Knicks are in action this evening out in San Francisco. They begin a four-game Western swing visiting the Warriors, who made it back-to-back wins last night, 121-99 over the Spurs. Looking ahead to today, we will have the introduction of Robert Saleh as the new Jets head coach. He will meet the media today via the Zoom press conference right around 2 o'clock, and we are planning to carry it for you live here on The Fan. That'll obviously be right at the start of the Carton and Roberts program, as Craig would like to say, and they will have Saleh on right around 4:30, and then he will join you guys tomorrow around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So he'll be facing all the questions. I hope he's prepared. I'm sure you guys will have some good stuff for him, as will the boys this afternoon. As far as the Deshaun Watson stuff goes, you know, you can tell that people are really trying to almost needle the Jet fans and get them excited now. So Pro Football Focus, their Twitter account this morning, put out one of these Photoshop jobs where they've got Watson in the full Jets gear already.
Photoshop, you know, season.
That's
here
right.
Here we go.
And it's like, oh, Deshaun Watson to the Jets to gangrene, ? With the eyeballs in the airplane, and he's looking like a stud, and he's got the ball in his both hands. The hands are looking massive. Gio, no issues for him throwing the ball down the field, obviously. He's got that Jet green on, and he's looking good. So I know the Jet fans are feasting on that already today.
That Pro Football Focus is located in Cincinnati. Collinsworth owns it.
Yeah.
So, those guys are over there just like putting all this stuff together just to annoy and to antagonize the Jet fan.
Speaking of Collinsworth, you referenced earlier Boomer Richard Sherman on the Chris Collinsworth podcast, basically pumping Watson to the Jets. Quote, "I'd get out of there as quickly as possible. I'd head to New York." And we know how he feels about Robert Saleh. He's been very outward about that even before the hire went down. You mentioned earlier reading the tea leaves. To me, it sounds an awful lot like Richard Sherman might want a job playing for Robert Saleh with the Jets.
Yep.
That's just my
I would think so.
Take on it, as he's kind of talked about how it feels like maybe his time with the 49ers is over. Elsewhere, the Lions did make it official with Dan Campbell. He got himself a 6-year deal as their new head coach, much to the chagrin of one Al Dukes, who writes here on today's show sheet, no chance there's 6 years. So he's already spitting the Lions' next head coach and be running him out of town in a couple years. He's not a fan of that hire. As far as the teams that are still playing, the Chiefs, obviously all eyes on the status of Patrick Mahomes, who did take, according to Andy Reid, all the snaps in practice yesterday. He's feeling good, but it was really just a glorified walkthrough, officially listed as limited and still in concussion protocol. I'm sure you guys saw this on the show sheet this morning. The Buffalo grocery store pulling Kansas City barbecue sauce off the shelves, thanks to this 97 Rock Radio up there in Western New York. So that's doing everything they can.
Yeah, it's one of those hack radio bits. By the way, you know, after Lamar Jackson got hurt in the Buffalo playoff game, all the Buffalo Mafia basically made all these donations to Lamar Jackson's charity in Baltimore.
Good job out of
Bills,
that.
Bills Mafia, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Bills Mafia.
What did I say?
The Buffalo Mafia, which is probably a different thing. It's probably like a real Buffalo
like
Mafia.
Like a real syndicate.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Jeez. God.
Do we think that would have happened had they lost the game?
No.
Yeah, right. Of course not.
Still a nice gesture, but yeah, probably not the case if the result went the other way. Did we make anything of Bill Belichick's girlfriend ranting on Instagram about this Tom Brady comment?
Linda Holloway.
Yeah, Holiday. Yeah, Holiday.
Holloway.
Linda Holiday. Yeah, longtime girlfriend. So she posted another one of these, you know, reflective, deep, emotional pieces about the year in review pretty much and whatnot. And somebody replied and wrote, "Too bad Bill let Tom go." And she responded, "Tom didn't score last night, not once," which is not true because he threw two touchdowns and ran for another. "Defense won that game,"
said that. I thought when I saw it, I thought it was just about, like, why can't you be happy for Tom?
Well, that
happy
was how
for Tom.
She did. She said, I'm happy for Tom's career.
But she actually said career. He didn't score?
Tom didn't score last night. Not
God.
Once. Defense won that game.
God.
So.
What are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm sure that Bill's not appreciative of that kind of stuff. She also made her Twitter account and Instagram account now private.
Oh, that was after the fact? See,
yeah.
I was talking to Al about that this morning. I was like, maybe this was a former Patriots fan that had gotten behind the
game. No.
Oh, okay.
She now has made it private since all this.
Understood.
Because she can't stand the hatred and Twitter trolls, which I totally understand where she's coming from.
Trying to keep the trolls out on InstaFace.
Yeah, but I don't know why. Like, everybody feels like they have to give their opinion about everything. I mean, we get paid to do that here behind this microphone.
Yeah.
So that's a different story. But everybody out there feels like they have to give an opinion about, or they have to protect the one they love, or whatever it is.
If you are a public person and you are on social media, you are going to get stuff thrown at you all the time. You have to understand that. You're never going to be able to control what is thrown at you. What you can control is your response to it to either make it better or worse.
And
this
is why they have these different segments on these different shows, mean tweets.
Sure.
Because everybody's getting them.
Yeah, 100%. Doesn't matter who you are.
And then it's like, if you respond to, if I respond to every negative one, I mean, like, I'd spend...
You wouldn't have any other hours in the day.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's insanity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We're going to have Darren from the Seven Lions going to come on and say, hey, you guys played something on your air that was just totally unacceptable, and none of you guys have said anything about it, and he's mad. So I believe he actually has a point. So we're going to put him on the air. We're going to play this Radio.com Sports Minute from Jim Rome, and we're going to see what Darren from the Seven Line has to say.
All right. Well, first of all, we did not hear it, and we do not edit or control in any way what anybody else says. We don't mute anybody. We let people say what they want to say.
100%.
Free speech.
Right. But I think the... Yes. I do think that the process of the Sports Minute, though, is important in this conversation as well. Like, so, you know, you record it.
Yes.
And then somebody else edits it and puts it up for everybody to hear.
Well, Fliegelman.
Well, for yours. He doesn't do all of them.
No.
So, like, there could have been somebody. Now, let me ask you this. So you make a mistake, honest mistake, on your Sports Minute.
My guys will not allow me, whether it's Eddie Fliegelman or Bobby Dwyer. They every now and then a mistake may get through, but for the most part, they pay attention to me because they know I'm tired when I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And they'll make sure that I'm accurate with what I'm saying. Isn't that true, Eddie?
Yeah, we do our best in that regard.
Yes. Well, there was one time recently, it was just an honest mispronunciation mistake, and you had to go and re-record it.
Yeah, well, that happens.
That happens. Okay, so... My question, what I'm getting at is, if someone knew the true Sandy Alderson quote that was in this Jim Rome Sports Minute,
they would have said something. My guys would have said something.
Right. But with Jim Rome, who's out in wherever the hell he is, California, Los Angeles, you know, did somebody have the opportunity to step up and be like, listen, Jim, you're wrong about this?
Yeah, I don't know how Jim does his.
Let's just, you have a Sports Minute now, Eddie? Do you have that particular? Let's just play this now to set this up. We're going to have Darren on. Shortly after 9 o'clock, after, by the way, we play another Boomer Esiason Radio.com Sports Minute. But let's listen to the Jim Rome Mets Sandy Alderson Sports Minute that is in question, that has really, really upset Darren from the 7 line.
I'm Jim Rome with a Radio.com Sports Minute sponsored by Lexicon. Software and services to help build better law firms. Yeah, right. LexiconServices.com. It's been over 24 hours since the New York Mets fired their new general manager, Jared Porter, and the response of the team has been, well, rich. New York Mets president of baseball operations, Sandy Alderson, says that there's an issue. Quote, this is a wake-up call, end of quote. Do you think, Sandy? Do you think the fact that your brand new GM was fired for sending a pic of his junk to a reporter is a, quote, wake-up call? Even worse, he dropped this line, quote, I don't think we would have hired Jared if we had known about the conduct beforehand, end of quote. Wait, you don't think? The fact that you can't guarantee that you wouldn't have hired him if you had that knowledge says everything you need to know about the New York Mets right now. I'm Jim Rome.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we got it. All right, so the problem that Darren has with this, I guess, is the fact that that really wasn't Sandy's quote. It's, quote, rich. But no, that wasn't Sandy's quote. Sandy did say that. He said probably. Then he caught himself and immediately right after that said, no, I know we wouldn't have hired him. So really what this is Jim Rome sees the story. He does a million things. This is my guess. People are writing this stuff for him. He's not sitting there double-checking
everything. No, he's writing himself.
Mm.
He does.
Al?
Well, I know he has writers, but he may write his Sports Minutes or the writers may write the Sports Minutes. He's got a staff over there.
He's got a staff?
He's got writers. Yeah.
He's got writers.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I know that for a fact, that he's got writers. And when I filled in, it was like, hey, we're the writers.
And I said, I don't need you. I said, thanks. You guys can take a day off.
All right. Okay. All right. So maybe somebody did write it for him, and then he just took it verbatim that that was the end of the quote because he didn't hear him say it.
Right. So, and he just
that could be
starts.
The case.
And because you know, Jim's out there in California, probably not even paying attention to baseball outside of the Dodgers. Like, he does a national show. Baseball's really not a national sport. It's more regional. And he just hammers the Mets because the Mets have been one of those organizations you just hammer. But really, when you deep dive into it, it's not fair. Like, that take is not a fair assessment of what's going on with the Mets. I will say, if Sandy's going to be criticized for any that press conference, it's naming the country that the victim was from.
Well, it also
shouldn't have done that.
But it also illuminates the fact that they didn't do their due diligence the right way. Going through, you know, maybe Sandy's strength is not human resources. And maybe he should have put the time and effort in, or they should have invested in a law firm or, and like, as he said, an FBI-esque investigation in giving somebody that large of a contract and that significant of a spot. And if the person, you know, and I've been told this by other people in the business world, that if that person says to you, you know, I'm not going to allow you to do that in my background, then that person immediately disqualifies himself for the job.
Sure. But this is also one of the things we talked about the last couple of days is, was it even possible for them to find this out?
That's a good question. But but according to people that are in this world, they would say yes.
Really?
Yes.
But I mean, you were 100%. Telling me the other day, like, no one has access to his personal cell phone.
Well,
right?
No, but if Sandy would have said to him, hey, we want to do this type of investigation into your background just to make sure. And if Jared Porter says, no, I'm not going to allow you to do that, then Sandy would have said, then you're disqualified for the job. You're not going to get the job unless we can do what we need to do so we don't have this
Maybe.
Happen to us.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I to be honest, I didn't even realize that until I was contacted by people that are in this line of business and, mm-hmm. and do backgrounds and all that other stuff, that this is the way the Mets should have done it, and they probably didn't do it. And Sandy admitted to as much in his press conference.
Okay. What about the Diamondbacks?
You could say the same thing about them, too. Yeah, sure. Again, he was not the general manager, and there may – I don't know. I mean, you could say that about any company for that matter.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that, I mean, people are talking about this with the Mets and their hiring process. I mean – Jared Porter wasn't only hired by the Diamondbacks. He was also working there for many years.
True.
The Cubs, this also happened on the Cubs watch, and there was an employee that knew about it there, and then it didn't come out.
Well, I mean, but we're just talking about the Mets because the Mets are the ones that had to deal with it. And the Mets were, you know, the Cubs never dealt with it, and the Diamondbacks never had to deal with it, at least to our understanding publicly.
Yeah. All right.
The Mets had to deal with it publicly.
Sure. No, I get it. I just... This is a trickier one than normal.
So believe you me, when Sandy was up there giving his press conference, you know, a lot of different people hear it in different ways. Now, I'm not making an excuse for Jim Rome. I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking about how people in business listen to what he said, and they can look at him and they can look at the Mets and say, you guys went about this the wrong way from the get-go.
Sure.
So you are now wallowing in your own problems because you didn't do what you should have done. And when you give somebody that sort of contract and that sort of job that is now the face of your organization, you got to do a better job of knowing exactly who you're hiring.
You know, if it was something that was possible to be found out. I know what you're saying, though. Like, I mean, because also, you know, if they do an FBI investigation or your forensics on your cell phone or I don't even know what's legal. And it's from 2016.
Again,
like, who knows if they could have found that out?
Right. I know. But again, it goes back to the point where if the person says, no, you're not doing that.
But he could have said yes and they still would have never found it.
You don't know that. I don't know that.
I mean,
but Sandy basically said
it's not a murder investigation. You understand what I'm saying?
I know that, but Sandy basically said that they did not do that.
I know.
This was a hiring mm-hmm. through, as somebody put to me, the old boys network.
Oh, like, all right, yeah, this guy, stamp of approval,
yes.
He's fine. You don't even need to check into him, go and hire
right,
him.
Right, just hire him. In other words, they didn't go in depth, at least, and Sandy said that yesterday.
Sure. Yeah. I just and I understand that that's an issue
or
in
2 days ago
in hiring in sports, and we've talked about that with the NFL as well. I just wonder though, and we're not going to know even if Jared Porter handed over everything with his cell phone. Is there going to be some like forensic digital mobile phone expert that's going to comb through his text messages all the way back to 2016? Is that what happens in hiring processes?
At that level, it may happen. Now, here's the other thing. I will tell you this because, you know, the hiring process is going on right now for coaches in the NFL, and some organizations have hired guys, both at the general manager level and also at the head coaching level. So, you know, a lot of these search firms that these teams ask to go out there and find the candidates that are available do all that stuff for you before they present the potential hires for you. So you don't have to go through that. And sometimes there are things that are found that may turn somebody off in regards to interviewing a certain person. And this is why you have to be really careful publicly demanding that a certain guy gets a job in a certain situation, because you don't know what somebody else may know about that guy, and that's why they don't want to hire him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.